Greetings to all my Israelite brothers and sisters, wherever you may be in the world. May the divine influence be with you. This study is an examination of grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. This will be a lengthy series and will fully demonstrate exactly what grace and mercy means, how it is used in Scripture, where it comes from and why, and who it is for. Grace is another misunderstood word. Grace and mercy in the Hebrew consists of about 16 words. Grace and mercy in the Greek consists of about 17 words. The mainstream and church definition and understanding of grace is unmerited favor to all mankind. This cannot be further from the truth. It must be understood that the Bible is not for all mankind. The Bible is a book about a family, a race of people. This family is the only family with the breath, or spirit, or DNA, breathed into them. Genesis 5:1. This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. And Yahweh God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Adam is not the father of all the races. God created everything to carry its own seed, kind after kind. If the other races came from Adam, or even Noah, as the churches teach, then God would be breaking his own laws. He would also not be a God of his own word, because he has selected a peculiar and special people to himself. If God loves everybody and wants to save everybody, then why all the genealogies and statements of being separate and choosing this people over those people? Why make promises and covenants only to break them or add to them? The definition of Adam is found in the Hebrew word for Adam. Adam is defined as ruddy, rosy, to show blood in the face, able to blush. He is also described in Scripture as fair, white as snow, pure. This can only describe the white race. Yes, Adam and his descendants are Caucasian. The Bible is not a Jewish book. The Jews are descendants of Cain and of Esau. They are not white, and they are not even Semites, because they are not descendants of Shem, and a Semite is a white person. The white race are descendants of Adam, and the children of Jacob Israel are Israelites. Jacob's 12 sons are not Jews. The Edomite Jews are from Jacob's brother Esau, Edom. These were mixed with Cain's descendants, hence Canaanite and Edomite Jews. They killed Christ and try to kill us by oppression, usury, and race mixing. Hence the Federal Reserve Bank and the media propaganda of miscegenation and the relentless poisoning of our people through fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, pharmakia, abortion, etc. They have no mercy for the sheep. Most people have no idea where grace and mercy comes from. In a nutshell, Abraham was told by God to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. This is symbolic of Yahweh the Father and Yeshua Christ the Son. Abraham obeyed God, knowing that God would keep the promise he made with him to make him a father of many nations, and knew that he would either replace Isaac or raise him after his sacrifice. When Isaac was offered upon the altar, he was dedicated to Elohim. That meant that whatever came from the loins of Isaac was God's. Jacob and Esau. Jacob and his descendants became the vessels of mercy, and Esau's descendants became the vessels of wrath and destruction. Romans 9:21 tells us, "Does not the potter have authority over the clay, from the same lump to make one vessel for value and another not for value? And if Elohim, desiring to show wrath and to make his power known, with much patience, and tolerated the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction." Esau married Hittite wives. His descendants are not a pure seed. They are race-mixed children. Canaanites and Edomites are the cursed seed line of Genesis 3:15. Romans 9:23, "And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory." The children of Jacob are a pure seed. They are the ones that obey the commandments of remaining separate. This is the other seed line of Genesis 3:15. Genesis 3:15 says, "And I will put enmity between thee," meaning Satan, "and the woman," Eve, "and between thy," Satan's seed, "and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Cain was the first Jew, as Satan was his father, just as Christ states in John chapter 8. The Canaanites and Edomites have always been the thorns in our side. They have always been Sheeny vagabonds and international Jews. They now have control of the world through their banking, usury, mercantile, and religious deceptions. They have deceived everybody, save the elect few. Elohim allows the cursed seed to exist because they are part of our test and trial to see if we will follow and obey Elohim. Christ teaches about the two seed lines of Genesis 3:15 in the parable of the wheat and the tares in Matthew chapter 13. Our favor, or grace, and merciful loving commitment comes from the promises and covenants made to our forefather Abraham. The children of Israel are not destroyed because of the promises made by God to Abraham. Yahweh wanted to destroy our ancestors for their disobedience several times in Scripture. Thanks to the promises he made, those of them and us that follow him are preserved by his grace and mercy. And thanks to Moses for his intercession during the wandering when Yahweh was hot against our ancestors. Grace and mercy only works if we walk in the way. The commandments, statutes, ordinances, and judgments given to us at Mount Sinai. It is evident in Scripture that we can fall from grace and even be blotted out of the Book of Life. Many were destroyed in the Exodus and other places in Scripture, so grace does not make you bulletproof. When we follow the example Christ showed us and continually, consciously, and sincerely strive for the allegiance, or faith, we are eligible to receive grace and mercy. Grace is favor. The favor comes from the promises made to Abraham. Our ancestors also made promises to keep and follow God. It works both ways. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 7. "And be not like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against Yahweh Elohim of their forefathers, who therefore gave them up to desolation, as you see. Now be you not stiff-necked, as your forefathers were, but yield yourselves unto Yahweh, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified forever, and serve Yahweh your Elohim, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. For if you return again unto Yahweh, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive, so that they shall come again into this land. For Yahweh your Elohim is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if you return unto him. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim. I will also forget your children. Grace is the free gift, which is divine gratuity, given to the children of Jacob, because we are the seed of Abraham. But we must also present ourselves worthy of this divine gratuity to be eligible to receive it. Those that disobey and do not seek and follow Yahweh will not claim the inheritance that grace allows. Revelation 2:14, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. So it stands to reason that cursed are they that do not follow his commandments, that they may have no right to the tree of life, and may not enter in through the gates into the city. This is a lengthy study, and by the end of it, you should be able to see exactly what grace and mercy means, how it is shown, and why it is or is not shown. This is what studying is all about. Going to church on the day of the sun god, filled with the unclean, with pagan symbols and counterfeit doctrine, believing your pastor's lying tongue, and worshiping Jews is not studying. In fact, it's contrary to everything Christian and removes you from grace and mercy. It matters who and what we believe in. You will also see that grace and mercy from Yahweh are exclusive to the race of Adam and for the children of Jacob. Not one example of grace and mercy states that anyone outside the household of Elohim's family receive it. Not the Jews, not the churches, not the other races, nobody else. Rejoice, for if you have been born from above into the white race of Adam, this message of divine gratuity is for you. Genesis 6, verse 7. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it makes me sigh that I have made them. But Noah found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in the eyes of Yahweh. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Elohim. Noah was perfect in his posterity, a pure descendant of Adam, and obeyed Yahweh. Undefiled in his family lineage. Everyone else was doing the opposite. Yahweh favored or accepted Noah for this. The call of Abram is detailed beginning in the book of Jasher. Jasher, or Yashar, means the upright. Jasher 11:14 through chapter 12:70 and continues through more chapters, and in Scripture, beginning at Genesis chapter 12. Abraham knew Yahweh, trusted Yahweh, and obeyed him. Because of this, Yahweh chose Abraham and his descendants to be his special, chosen people to guard, carry on, and preserve the way, which is the heritage, history, laws, and duty of our people. Our people, meaning our family, the born from above and chosen family of Yahweh Elohim in the earth, literal flesh and blood children of the Most High. Chapter 15 and 17 of Genesis records the covenant made with Abram and his seed, or posterity. Genesis 17:7, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your seed after you, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be an Elohim unto you, and to your seed after you." Genesis 18:1, "And Yahweh appeared unto him," Abraham, "in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground." Only two of these men go on to Sodom and Gomorrah. One of these three men is Yahweh in the form of a man. Verse 3, "And Abraham said, My master, if now I have found favor in your sight, pass not away, I pray you, from your servant." Favor is the same word as grace, kan, H2580. It means acceptance. Genesis 19:15, "And when the morning arose, then the messengers hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take your wife and your two daughters, which are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. Yahweh, being merciful, or having compassion on him, and they brought him forth and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for your life, look not behind you, neither stay you in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest you be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O, not so, my Elohim. Behold now, your servant has found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your sight, and you have magnified your mercy, or loving commitment, which you have shown unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, as some calamity take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a petty one. Oh, let me escape there. Is it not a little petty one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted you concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, for the which you have spoken. Haste you, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you come there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. Zoar means insignificance. Verse 23. The sun was risen up upon the land when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of the sky. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. The two angels that came to Sodom to take Lot and his family out of the city showed Lot and his family favor, because he was a just man living in a satanic society. Lot was shown loving commitment because he was a just son of Adam. The children of Adam are the children of the Most High in Adamic flesh bodies. Elohim tests Abraham beginning in Genesis 22. This is when Abraham obeys Yahweh and prepares to offer Isaac to be a perfect burnt offering. This is symbolic of Yahweh offering his perfect son, Yeshua Christ. Genesis 22:16, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith Yahweh, for because you have done this thing, and has not withheld your son, your most beloved son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed, as the stars of the sky, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your seed shall all the Adamic nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. The covenants and promises were passed down throughout Abraham's posterity, through Isaac and Jacob, and continues through Jacob's 12 sons and their descendants, which are the white Anglo-Saxon peoples of the world, true Israel. The Jews are not the Israel of the Bible. They are of the cursed seed line of Cain and of Esau. They have fooled the entire world into believing they are Hebrews, Israelites, and God's chosen people, which they are not. The Jews admit that they are not descendants of the ancient Israelites in their own writings. Under the heading of A Brief History of Terms for Jew, in the 1980 Jewish Almanac is the following. Strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew. Jews began to call themselves Hebrews and Israelites in 1860 A.D. Encyclopedia Judaica, 1971, Volume 10, 23. Edom is in Modern Jewry, the Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, Volume 5, page 41. Genesis 36:8. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. In paragraph 1 of Protocol 3 of the Learned Elders of Zion, the leaders of Jewry admit that the Jews are the serpent race of Satan. Genesis 20:13. Abraham speaking to Abimelech. And it came to pass, when Elohim caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, Sarah, This is your kindness, or loving commitment, which you shall show unto me. At every place where we shall come, say of me, He is my brother. The Septuagint has righteousness, where it says, This is your kindness. Part of the definition of chesed is kindness, by implication towards Elohim, mercy and pity. The main meaning of chesed is loving commitment. Sarah honored her husband, which is honoring Yahweh. Genesis 21:22. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, Elohim is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear unto me here by Elohim that you will not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness, or good deed, that I have done unto you, you shall do unto me, and to the land wherein you have sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. Chesed also means favor, good deed, kindly, and righteousness. The Septuagint uses righteousness. Abraham sends the eldest servant of his house to go to his country, to his kindred, and take a wife for Isaac. The servant went to the city of Nahor. Nahor was Abraham's older brother and also the name of his grandfather. Genesis 24:12. And Abraham's servant said, O Yahweh, Elohim of my master Abraham, I pray you, send me good speed this day, and show kindness, or loving commitment, unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down your pitcher, I pray you, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. Let the same be she that you have appointed for your servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that you have shown kindness, or loving commitment, unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher, and came up. Fair means clear, free from spots, free from a dark hue, white, as a fair skin, a fair complexion. The Septuagint and the Geneva both use mercy, where the King James has kindness. Abraham's servant would certainly understand that Yahweh was with Abraham and all his household, and would have witnessed his loving commitment to him. Verse 26, And the man bowed down his head and worshipped Yahweh, and he said, Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy, or loving commitment, and his truth. I, being in the way, Yahweh led me to the house of my master's brethren. Again, the Septuagint has righteousness, where the King James has mercy. This works because Yahweh's righteousness is the same thing as his loving commitment. Genesis 30:25. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, Send me away, that I may go unto my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service which I have done you. And Laban said unto him, I pray you, if I have found favor, or kindness, or acceptance, in your eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that Yahweh has blessed me for your sake. I have learned by experience is H5172, Nakash, meaning to practice divination. The Nakash in the garden is H5175, which is from H5172. Laban was using divination, a pagan practice forbidden in Yahweh's laws. Rachel had stolen her father's images when they left. The book of Jasher says Rachel stole these images in order that Laban might not know through them where Jacob had gone. Genesis 32:3. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau his brother unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he commanded them, saying, Thus shall ye speak unto my lord Esau. Your servant Jacob saith thus, I have sojourned with Laban, and stayed there until now, and I have oxen, and asses, flocks, and men servants, and women servants, and I have sent to tell my lord, that I may find grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your sight. Esau hated Jacob. Jacob brought Esau a gift to find favor with him. Verse 9. And Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham, and Elohim of my father Isaac, Yahweh, which said unto me, Return unto your country and to your kindred, and I will deal well, or have favor with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, or loving commitment, and of all the truth which you have showed unto your servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now am become two camps. Deliver me, I pray you, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau. For I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother, with the children. And you said, I will surely do you good, or favor you, and make your seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. H3190 is Yatab, and means to do good to deal well with, to favor. As Jacob and his family came closer to Esau, the book of Jasher fills in why Esau's hatred was turned to kindness. Jasher 32:27. And Yahweh heard the prayer of Jacob on that day, and Yahweh then delivered Jacob from the hands of his brother Esau. And Yahweh sent three messengers of the messengers of the sky, and they went before Esau and came to him. And these messengers appeared unto Esau and his people as 2,000 men, riding upon horses, furnished with all sorts of war instruments. And they appeared in the sight of Esau and all his men to be divided into four camps, with four chiefs to them. And one camp went on, and they found Esau coming with 400 men towards his brother Jacob. And this camp ran toward Esau and his people and terrified them. And Esau fell off the horse in alarm, and all his men separated from him in that place, for they were greatly afraid. And the other three camps did the same thing. Verse 40. And Esau concealed his hatred against Jacob, because he was afraid of his life on account of his brother Jacob, and because he imagined that the four camps that he had lighted upon were Jacob's servants. Jasher 32:57. And Elohim put fear and kindness towards Jacob in the hearts of the men that came with Esau. And they also kissed Jacob and embraced him. And also Eliphaz, the son of Esau, with his four brothers, sons of Esau, wept with Jacob. And they kissed him and embraced him, and the fear of Jacob had fallen upon them all. Genesis 33:5. And Esau lifted up his eyes, and saw the women and the children, and said, Who are those with you? And Jacob said, The children, which Elohim has graciously given, or has shown favor to, your servant. Then the handmaidens came near, they and their children, and they bowed themselves. And Leah also with her children came near, and bowed themselves. And after came Joseph near, and Rachel, and they bowed themselves. And he said, What means you by all this drove, or the gift, which I met? And he said, These are to find grace, or favor, or acceptance, in the sight of my Lord. And Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Keep that you have unto yourself. And Jacob said, No, I pray you, if I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your sight, then receive my present at my hand. For therefore I have seen your face, as though I have seen the face of Elohim, and you was pleased with me. Take, I pray you, my blessing that is brought to you, because Elohim has dealt graciously, or favorably, with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. And Esau said, Let me now leave with you some of the folk that are with me. And Jacob said, Why so? Let me find grace, or favor and acceptance, in the sight of my Lord. Jacob wanted Esau to go ahead, and he said he would meet him in Seir. Jacob said this to Esau in order to remove Esau and his men from him, so that Jacob might afterward go to his father's house in the land of Canaan. Genesis 34:11. And Shechem said unto her father and unto her brethren, Let me find grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your eyes, and what you shall say unto me I will give. Shechem was the Canaanite, that raped Dinah, Jacob's daughter. This guy wasn't getting any unmerited favor. Genesis 39:3. And his master saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in Potiphar's sight. And he served him, and he made him overseer of his house. And all that he had he put into his hand. Potiphar was an officer of Pharaoh. When we follow Yahweh, whether in peace or in trials, he will show us favor. Joseph was shown favor in Egypt. Genesis 39:21. But Yahweh was with Joseph and showed him mercy, or loving commitment, and gave him favor, or acceptance, in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Joseph interprets the dreams of Pharaoh's cupbearer and baker while in prison, Genesis 40, verse 12. And Joseph said unto the cupbearer, "This is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up your head and restore you unto your place, and you shall deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand, after the former manner, when you was his cupbearer. But think on me when it shall be well, or favorable, with you, and show kindness, or good deedliness, or mercy, I pray you, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." Genesis 43:14. And Elohim Almighty give you mercy, or favor, or compassion before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. Joseph sent his brothers back to Jacob that they would bring him Benjamin. Joseph had not yet made himself known to them yet. Verse 29, and he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spake unto me?" And he said, "Elohim be gracious, or show favor, unto you, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his bowels, or deep compassion, did yearn for his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. Genesis 47:25. And they said, "You have saved our lives. Let us find grace, or favor, or acceptance, in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants." Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dreams and prepared for the famine, which preserved Egypt and the people from starvation. Verse 28, and Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time drew nigh that Israel, Jacob, must die. And he called his son Joseph, and said unto him, "If now I have found grace, or favor, in your sight, put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Bury me not, I pray you, in Egypt." Genesis 49:22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. Joseph has had hardship, but has prevailed. He has turned his brothers, the archers, hatred into love. Verse 24, but his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty Elohim of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Shepherd here means leader of the flock, and that is what Joseph was. Stone of Israel means builder of Israel. Joseph was the leader of the sons of Jacob, just as the dream showed. This is where the building of the house of Israel began, with the 70 souls that went into Egypt. The house, or family, of Israel becomes a great nation, or people, from here on out. It is these sons of Jacob and their descendants that Yahweh has made the promises and covenants with and to. The churches have no right to include anybody else. Verse 25, even by the Elohim of your father, who shall help you, and by the Almighty, who shall bless you with blessings of the sky above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. Blessings of the womb also means compassion. Jacob is embalmed in the manner of the Egyptians. This evidently took 40 days. Genesis 50, verse 4. And when the days of his mourning were past, Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your eyes, speak, I pray you, in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, my father made me swear, saying, lo, I die. In my grave which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shall ye bury me. Now therefore let me go up, I pray you, and bury my father, and I will come again. And Pharaoh said, go up and bury your father, according as he had made you swear. In Genesis, we see that grace is showing favor, or being accepted. Mercy is having compassion and showing loving commitment. Noah, Abraham, Lot, Sarah, Jacob, and Joseph were all shown favor by Yahweh because they all trusted and obeyed Yahweh. Lot was shown mercy, or loving commitment, by being taken out of Sodom before it was destroyed. Yahweh tells us not to dwell with the unrighteous. Yahweh moved Esau's heart to kindness and compassion for his brother. Grace and mercy in Genesis, when shown from Yahweh, were exclusively to his children, the Adamic race, and to the children of Israel. Exodus 1:19. And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively, and are delivered before the midwives come in unto them. The midwives obeyed Yahweh rather than the current government. Verse 20. Therefore Elohim dealt with, or prospered, the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared Elohim, that he made them houses. Yahweh blessed the midwives. Gave them houses does not mean physical dwellings. It means families. He made their households prosperous. The midwives disobeyed Pharaoh's orders to kill all the males. Blessed and highly favored you will be when you do rightly. Exodus 2:5. And the daughter of Pharaoh, Bathia, came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the basket among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. H2550, kamal, means to spare, pity, to have compassion on one in distress. Exodus 3:21. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. When the children of Israel left Egypt, Yahweh foretold that the Egyptians would willingly give them jewels, silver, gold, and raiment, and they did. Exodus 11:3. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Favor is the same word in Hebrew as grace. Grace means favor. Exodus 12:36. And Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they gave unto them such things as they required, and they spoiled the Egyptians. This is Exodus 3:21, fulfilled. Exodus 15:11. Who is like unto you, O Yahweh, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in set-apartness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretch out your hand, the earth swallows them. You, in your mercy, or loving commitment, has led forth the people which you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength unto your holy habitation. The Septuagint again has righteousness, where the King James has mercy. Again, mercy is Yahweh's righteousness, and also is his loving commitment. The second of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, verse 4. You shall not make unto you any graven idol, or any likeness of anything that is in the sky above, or that is in the land beneath, or that is in the water below the land. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. The sins of the fathers are visited on the following progeny. It takes up to four generations to purge out pagan ways and habits. Verse 6. And showing mercy, or loving commitment, unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Showing loving commitment to the ones that keep his commandments. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. If you sincerely try to keep the commandments, then you will receive mercy, because Yahweh shows his loving commitment to his children that love him. Exodus 33:12. And Moses said unto Yahweh, See, you saying unto me, Bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have found grace, or favor, or acceptance in my sight. Now therefore I pray you, if I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace, or favor, or acceptance in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses said unto him, If your presence go not with me, do not lead us up from here. For wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace, or favor, or acceptance in your sight? Is it not that you goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in my sight. and I know you by name. Moses was obedient, and for this he found favor in Yahweh's sight. Verse 18. And Moses said, I beseech you, show me your glory. And Yahweh said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of Yahweh before you, and will be gracious, or show favor, to whom I will be gracious, or show favor. And I will show mercy, or compassion, on whom I will show mercy, or compassion. The Septuagint and the Geneva both have, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And the Septuagint ends with, and I will have pity on whom I will have pity. H. 7355, rakam, a verb, means to love, love deeply, have mercy, be compassionate, have tender affection. Exodus 34:5. And Yahweh descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahweh. And Yahweh passed by before him, and proclaimed Yahweh, Yahweh Elohim, merciful, or compassionate, and gracious, or showing favor, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness, or loving commitment, and truth, keeping mercy, or loving commitment, for thousands, lifting up iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. It takes up to 4 generations to purge out old pagan habits and conform to Yahweh's way. Verse 8. And Moses made haste, and bowed his head toward the ground, and worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace, or favor, or acceptance, in your sight, O Yahweh, let my Elohim, I pray you, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and lift up our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance. H. 7349, rakum, is an adjective. It should read Yahweh, an El, compassionate and merciful. The Hebrew has compassion in adjective, rakum, verb, rakam, and noun, rakam, form. In Exodus, grace is being shown favor, accessible when doing that which is right in Yahweh's eyes. Mercy is loving commitment and compassion, accessible when following his commandments. Grace and mercy in Exodus is shown exclusively to the children of Israel.